Welcome. Our theme for this month is the Psalms. The Psalms are a collection of 150 ancient Hebrew poems, songs, and prayers. According to the Bible Project, the big idea of the Psalms is to teach us to neither ignore our pain nor let it determine our lives. God will fulfill his promises from the Torah and send the Messiah. This book is all about the lament, praise, faith, and hope of God's people. As we enter this time of prayer, let's take a moment to breathe and rest in the presence of God. Today we will be reading from Psalm 46, verses 1 and 2 in the New Living Translation. God is our refuge and strength, always ready to help in times of trouble. So we will not fear when earthquakes come or when the mountains crumble into the sea. This psalm brings to mind the hymn, "A Mighty Fortress Is Our God." This hymn was written by Martin Luther in 1529. Luther believed the fight was not against flesh and blood, but against spiritual wickedness in the high places. The hymn captures the spiritual warfare and the unshakable confidence in Christ's ultimate victory. The first verse of the hymn echoes the theme of Psalm 46, verses 1 and 2, God being our refuge and help no matter what we face. A mighty fortress is our God, a bulwark never failing, our helper he amid the flood of mortal ills prevailing. What troubles are you facing right now? Are you experiencing spiritual attack? As each situation comes to mind, bring it to God, your refuge and strength. Listen to Psalm 46, verses 1 and 2, this time in the NIV. God is our refuge and strength, an ever-present help in trouble. Therefore, we will not fear, though the earth give way and the mountains fall into the heart of the sea. How does knowing God is your refuge, strength, and ever-present helper allow you to face these challenges? Are you able to say like the psalmist, "So I will not fear"? As I read this passage again, think of someone in your life who is experiencing trouble. God is our refuge and strength, an ever-present help in trouble. Therefore, we will not fear, though the earth give way and the mountains fall into the heart of the sea. As you listen to the psalm with this person in mind, how do you sense God directing you to pray for this person? How do you sense God is leading you this week to provide encouragement or to help this person? We will close with an ancient prayer for God's peace and protection as we entrust ourselves into His care. O God, from whom all holy desires, all good counsels, and all just works proceed, give to your servants that peace which the world cannot give, that our hearts may be set to obey your will, and that we, being defended from the fear of our enemies, may pass our time in rest and quietness through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen.